Okay, so listen, let me tell you, we're gonna talk a little bit. We talk a little bit about brachas. First, we're gonna talk about brachas. We talk about baruch atah. We're talking directly to Hashem. Atah is one time we get to speak straight to Hashem. And then now we're saying Hashem Elokeinu. We're gonna discuss draft about the word Hashem Elokeinu. So let's first go the halacha of what you're supposed to think about when you say Hashem Elokeinu. It's more nogea when it's done on let's say when we talk about Shema, then you're mechuyev to think a little more about Hashem Elokeinu. But whenever you say bracha, translation of Hashem is Adon Hakol. He's in charge of the whole world. But the word Hashem is the essence of Hashem. Elokeinu means he's our Hashem, and it means takif ubal hayecholes ubal hakoches kulan. It means Hashem is strong. He's the one that could do, and he is the very essence of everything that happens, everything in the world. That is what Hashem is. Hashem is takif bal hayecholes ubal hakoches kulan. That's what he is. That's what you have to think when you're saying, when you say Hashem's name. Let me read you a little bit from the Yisur Shavoda. It's trying to get people to think in a holy way when you're doing anything. He said as follows: you have to realize that when you're talking to Hashem and making a bracha, you have to know she'at noisei al picha kol Hashemitz v'amakovitz v'alemitz mi'ulam umiluam. Everything in the whole world we're talking and we're saying about, we're changing the world. We're making the world, making things happen when you make a simple bracha. 100 times a day, every time you're around, this is what you're doing. You're talking to Hashem and everything that's changing and making the world happen. That's why brachas are so important. When we say the Shulchan Aruch brings down that there are people, it's a halacha. Halacha in the morning, you wake up, say Moedani and whatever, you go to wash your hands. You're supposed to wash your mouth out. Halacha is, you know, it's a good idea for people that you're going to speak to that day to use mouthwash. But there's a halacha to wash your mouth out. You know why? Because the first of all, it smells bad, the Beis Yosef says. And the Beis Yosef explains, because we have to say Hashem's name. During the day, we're going to make a brachas. How many times are you going to make brachas? And since you're going to make a bracha so many times, so you have to wash your mouth out. Because you can't just say Hashem's name like that. It's a very interesting thought. That, you know, like we're talking to Hashem. Hashem doesn't care how we smell. But we have to understand that our mouth is kaddish because it's going to be talking to Hashem. One more thing I want to say, I think it's extremely, extremely interesting, and it's also going to get to the time of the year a little bit. That you should know that Hashem is something we can't see, because Hashem is the essence of who Hashem is. That's the word Hashem, Ad Hashem, Adon HaKol. That's who Hashem is. We don't see it. Elokeinu is dealing with how Hashem is the master of the world, how he makes everything happen, that we could see, and therefore it says the Michto Melio asks, why is it we don't say Hashem Shalanu, we don't say our Hashem, we say Elokeinu, our Elokeinu, we don't say our Hashem. Why do we understand that Elokeinu is more our God, and we don't say Hashem is Adonenu. We say Adonakol. We say Hashem's name. Why don't we refer to as our Hashem? So Michto Melio answers, or it's sort of the way he answers and the way I understand it, is Hashem is talking about the essence of what Hashem is, who Hashem is. The essence of who Hashem is that I can't connect to. I don't really connect to that. What I could understand is everything that I have, everything Hashem does for us, that's this world. And this world I can see and I can understand. And that we say Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem is our world. It's in the Parsha we said, and I'm going a little bit longer, but it's very interesting. In the Parsha we said that Paro said, not in the Parsha, I'm saying in Benugea to our times now, Paro said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mi Hashem Asher Eshna Bokalev. Who is Hashem that I should listen to him? Now we know Paro knew about all gods. Well, he didn't know about Hashem. It's the only God he didn't know. Well, Chari doesn't make any sense. So I don't remember who, but I saw someone answer, very, very special, that Paro understood that there's a concept of God. He recognized God. And he recognized that there's a God that runs the world, the Teva, that Hashem creates the world. It didn't come from nothing. And he's not so stupid. But that's Elokeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu came and said the word Hashem. Hashem means Hashem is a rachum. Hashem is to create, makes things happen, changes the way the Teva is. That's something Paro didn't recognize. He wasn't willing to believe that. He wasn't willing to understand the difference between what's here, the Teva, that's already created, and to someone who makes things happen and changes in the Teva. That's higher than what we see. That he wasn't. That's Elokeinu. And that's why we say Elokeinu, our Hashem, because he's doing it for us. That's what we see here. More than that, we can't see. We just know that Hashem is there. When we ask for mercy, we ask for Rachmanis, we say Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Ochanan. We don't say Elokim over there, because that's Teva. We're asking for Rachmanis, we're asking for more than just the Teva. We're asking for more. That's why we say Hashem 2 times. Okay, so I think we're ready for Harius. Ready to go? I think I got it this week. Oh, here we go. I'm here, but I don't see you guys. Oh, no. Ooh, that is. Okay, I'm not sure if I could do it. Do you see me? I don't believe it.
Right, we see you. Okay,
you see me? Okay. I don't see you. Thank you. I'm gonna go for it. I can't see you. But this is what I got. You see me and the Gemara. Okay, good. I can't see you. You can do whatever you want. Make all faces. I'll never know the difference. Good. Okay, we're ready to go. Okay, the Gemara is on page on page. Let's go for it. You guys just tell me if like there's nobody left because I can't see what's going on. Okay, that's it. Karti Lamali. Let's go back to the top of the page. Beza on Beza. It says Bezdin made a mistake, and someone did according to what Bezdin said. The first one, the Yoda Echamehen Shato. One of the Bezdin knew that they made a mistake, or a Talmud, or there was someone sitting there. He was a Talmud. He wasn't on the Bezdin, but he was Roy Lahira. He was chashuv enough to be on Bezdin, but there was just more people chashuv than him, more chashuv than him, so he didn't make it to the Bezdin. And he knew they made a mistake, and still he did according to them. It says the Gemara, Tarti Ramali. Why Tarti? Why do we need two things, both to say he made a mistake, either Bezdin made a mistake or Talmud made a mistake? Why do we need Amar Rava to ourselves? It's just I could have thought that Hani Mili, that the only time that would have a din that your partner is Hani Mili Gomer Vitzavir. That's only if this person is Gomer Vitzavir. Two levels of learning Torah. Rashi said, Gomer means Lama Vitzavir. Because Vitzavir, he really understands how to learn the topic. So in that case, I would think his father Avol Gomer the Loisavir. But if he's the Loisavir, he just learned.
Ma, are there any headphones? I can't hear.
You know how to learn, right?
Your speaker is so broken.
Okay, 1 second.
Give me
one.
I have second. It. Rabbi.
Who's on it?
Rabbi, the sound's not coming through.
You don't hear me? You don't hear me?
It's not freezing. The sound is not
coming. No, I hear you.
Hear me now?
You need
headphones. Now you hear me?
Headphones. Rebbe has it on like you only need headphones. I don't know why.
Right now you hear me?
Yeah.
You hear me now? No, it's just not. You should hear me now. You hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm going to take off my headphones. Do you hear me? Now I'm good?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, listen. I'm going to go back to try. Is someone else on? Go and mute yourself after I finish. I'm gonna go back to share screen. I didn't download it, so it's on a different screen, and I'm not gonna be able to see you in a minute. Okay, just tell me if I'm not where I'm holding. So I don't. Okay, here we go. Yeah, how's that? You hear me now?
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Say it. Okay, I'm gonna so I go back to the beginning. All right, let's go. Okay, I just took off my headphones and we're good to go. Okay. Tati Lamli, why do we need both things? Again, the Gemara is asking, why do we need two things? One is that it says that the Bezin, someone from Bezin made a mistake, or a Talmud made a mistake. Right? The Talmud who is able to be on Bezin made a mistake. Why do we need both of those things? Lamli. So Amar Rava, Itzrich, we need it. Salkadai Tachamina, I would have thought if it only said one of them, I would have thought Hani Mili that it's only good if Gamir Vistavir. You hear me?
Yeah.
You got me?
Yeah, good.
Okay, Hani Mili, that's only if Gamir Vistavir. If the guy's Gamir Vistavir, Rashi says Gamir means he knows how to learn. Vistavir means he knows how to figure things out. That's really learning. But Avol Gamir Vistavir, but let's say he learns. He knows how to learn, but he doesn't have a lamedes cup. I would say like then it does then he's not putter. So therefore we need both of them to say that both things are true. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, I don't understand. It says the word lahira. This Talmud is roi lahira to paskin. How could you get someone to paskin if he doesn't understand how to learn properly? Even if he just learn, if he doesn't know how to learn properly, he's not gonna be able to he's not able to learn. When it says the word hayra, gamir v'saver mashma, it's mashma, he knows how to do both. Amalei, he answers, you didn't understand me. Rava says, it's not what I meant. Amalei, ana hachikamin, this is what I meant. E mehahi, if you would only know mehahi from the first one, it wouldn't have said the Talmud v'roi lahayra, then I would have thought, Havamina Hani Mili Gamir Visavar. That's only going to be, then it's only going to be someone who's Gamir Visavar. Aval Gamir Veloy Savar, but someone who's Gamir Veloy Savar, I would think he doesn't work. So therefore, Tana Roy Lahira, it says Roy Lahira. Basically, it says, if it only said one, I wouldn't know that it's someone even that's not a full fledged Talmud Chacham. Even if he just knows how to learn, I would have thought that also the same din is true. So Kamash Malan, Tana Roy Laramin Mimishni say the fact is the extra word. We learn Afilu Gamir Veloy Savir, Savir Veloy Gamir. Both of those cases would have the same din that he's going to be chayev because he is not doing it because of Bezin, because he thinks Bezin made a mistake. Even though he doesn't know how to tell because he's not a full-fledged Talmud Chacham, but I would have thought that since he's not a full fledged Talmud Chacham, therefore he's considered that he's doing what Bezin said, and therefore he's not going to be chayav. Kamash Malan, since he thinks he knows, and he is actually right in this case, so he's going to be chayav. Next Gemara is a little more interesting. Roy Lohira, someone who's fit, he's not on Bezin, he's a Talmud sitting and watching Bezin. But he's roi lahira. He's fit to paskin. He's just not there yet. Kigoin man. Give me an example of type of person that is sitting by Bezin, but he's chashiv and he's roi lahira. Omar Rava kigoin. I should tell you like who? Kigoin Shimon ben Azai, the Shimon ben Zerma. There's a lot of times in the Gemara we know it from Pesach also. We say over ben Azai and Ben Zerma. Their name was Shimon Ben Azai and Shimon Ben Zerma. For some reason, they never got smicha. They were tremendous Talmid Chachamim, and they never got smicha. One of the reasons is, it says that they never got married. Ben Azai, who was such a big Talmud Chacham, I know we're not supposed to have these problems, I don't think we do, that he was such a big Talmud Chacham, he didn't have time to get married. So we don't understand that, and we don't paskin that way. So he didn't have time to get married, so they never gave him smicha, but he stayed a tremendous Talmud Chacham. So he wasn't part of the Sanhedrin, because he didn't have smicha, but he was a massive Talmud Chacham. So let's say he's this type of guy. I'm going to buy it. Ki hai gavna? Someone like Ben Azai, he was sitting in Bezdin, and Bezdin made a mistake, and he did according to Bezdin, so it's not a shege. He didn't make a mistake. He knows Bezdin's wrong. He's smarter than Bezdin. Amalei Abaye, ki hai gavna, like that type of person, mazed who? He's amazing because he knows it's wrong. So therefore, how can we say that we're talking about that kind of person is coming to say that he's chayiv a carbon because it's a shegei? In other words, he didn't, even though Bezin said it's mutter, he did it and he knew Bezin was wrong, so he's a chayiv a carbon. He's not chayiv a carbon because the only chayiv a carbon is to make a mistake. By him, it wasn't a mistake, it was on purpose because he knew Bezin was wrong. That was the Gemara's kasha. So now we're coming to answer it now. And we say, Ulitamech, according to your svara, Haditani, that what you said, Ba'asoysa achas. The pasuk says, Ba'asoysa achas mehena. This is the pasuk that says that you're chayev a karban chatas. And we make a drasha, and we're going as follows. That the only person that is chayev a karban, Yachid, plain person, not many people, but Yachid ha'oysa mipi atzmai. A Yachid who is oysa mipi atzmai. He does it by his, because himself. Chayav b'hayuaz bezin. He's chayav b'hayuaz bezin. He's chayav when bezin paskins. Yachid oysa mipi atzmai chayav. But if he does it b'hayuaz bezin, if he does mipi atzmai because he thinks it's fine, and he's wrong, so he's chayev. But if he does, by Yeruz Bezdin, because Bezdin passing is Pater. Ketzer, what happened? Then now this is the Lushan of the Brisa, and this is where we're going to get stuck in what we just said before. Hayu Bezdin, Bezdin passing, Shechelev Mutter, that you're allowed to eat Chelev. And we know it's not true. Chelev is Asim Matera. Vinoida La'achemihem, and it's known to one of the people in Bezdin. Bezdin knows that Shetolev made a mistake. Oi, this is added on to the words of the Mishnah. A Talmud Yoshev Lufneim, a Talmud sitting in front of them, so far like the Mishnah, and then the Braisa adds, Mamash, what we said, Kigoyin Shimon ben Azai, like Shimon ben Azai. He also did according to them, but he knows that Bez is wrong. Yochol, I would think, Yehei Pater. Talmud Lahim, and the Pater says, no, he's not Pater. So he said, Achaz, and we learn from there that it's only Yochid Ha'oisa Alpi Atzmai. It's only if a yochid does it al pi atzmo because he decided chayev, then he's chayev. But by Yeruz Bezdin is pater. So basically, what we're coming to say is, I just told you that who's this Roy Leroy guy, Shimon ben Azai and Shimon ben Zayma, and you're asking me that it's not that you can't say he's chayev a karban chatas because he's not a shoyge, he did it on purpose. So we're just coming to say, you know, it's not me who made it up. I just showed you this. There's another Bryce straight over here. Right over here, there's another Bryce that says the exact same thing. So it's not a question on me. So just give me an answer for the Bryce, and I'm happy, and you'll be happy. Ella, what must be shot on the Bryce, and what do I mean? Hechi mishkach asla. What is the case? Kigoyin. The yoda, the usser. Really, he knows that it's usser. Again, because he knows Bezin made a mistake. V'katoy, and he made the following mistake. He made a mistake. The mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachamim. He made a mistake about mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachamim. In other words, he thought that, listen, I know that Bezin's made a mistake. However, mitzvah lishmoya divrei chachamim, maybe that says that even though I think Bezin's wrong, and I know Bezin's wrong, but since Bezin passed in that way, that becomes halacha. And I have a mitzvah to listen to them. Mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. So therefore, I would say that l'didi nami, for me also, l'didi nami is also for me. And therefore, I'm allowed to listen to them. And the halacha for me is that way also. The Toma mitzvah chachamim. Okay, I'm sorry. I just read the Gemara. Drop one. The Gemara's answer is, what must be a Shan ben Azai? That he made a mistake with mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. And he thought that even though I know they're wrong, I'm supposed to listen to them. So the dinami, so when I'm answering Shana and Mishnah, you can say the same thing that we're talking about. The total mistake they made was in the concept of mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. I'm just going to start a few more lines in the next Gemara. And it's its own piece, or it's getting ready for the next piece, but it's a small part. The Mishnah finishes off and says, Zehakla, this is the rule. If he does it because himself, he's chayv. If he does best, then he's pater. Now, we said the din before already, so Gemara wants to know, why did we have to say zeh klal? Whenever it says zeh klal, after we said the din, it has to be including something. So says the Gemara, last three amai, when it says HaToyle B'das Atz Machayev, even though we know the din already, what is it coming to include? Last three amai, answers the Gemara, La'asuye mevait b'hayra. It's including someone who never listens to the Psak of Bezin. He's one of these guys. He's a Baal Avera. Anything Bezin says, he always wants to go opposite. Now, over here, Bezin all of a sudden said the Chel of his mother, and all of a sudden he's listening to Bezin. So, come on, Nick, why are you listening to Bezin? Obviously, it's not because of Bezin. So, maybe you're Chayiv or Karma Chatzis over here, even though Bezin says that you're Pater. The last suya is coming to include that he is going to, that's called doing it by himself. That's Torah b'das atzma and not Torah b'das bezin. And when it says Torah b'bezin last suya mai, what's that coming to include? So now the Gemara is going to say something and delete it to something else, which will stop. But we're not going to do it now. It's coming to include haru bezin. Let's say bezin pasim chelis mutter. V'yadu shato. Then they found out that they made a mistake. The next day, someone came in. What do you mean? It's pasuk, whatever it is. And they came and Bezin changed their mind. V'chazu behen, and Bezin changed their mind. And then afterwards, someone listened to Bezin. So then he's going to be chay. Correcting what? What do you mean? You don't need anyone to say that. Habehedik tonelas mifurish. I said Mishnah Dav Gimel. So and habehedik is mifurish. Answers the Gemara, no. Katani la, we have it here. Bahadur mefarish. And only afterwards we're going to explain. So basically what we're saying is that the Gemara started and then later on we're saying it over again later. We said it once, and we explain it later on. Anyways, that's what we're going to do today. And everyone should have a wonderful day. And be well.